Welcome to the practice of the daily office. In this season of disruption and uncertainty, we invite you to join us in a rhythm of prayer. How might our days be grounded more deeply in God's presence if we pause each morning, midday, and evening for silence, scripture, and prayer? Let's begin in silence. Take a deep breath. Remember, right now, you are in God's loving presence. However you are beginning this day, whatever emotions you are feeling, the Lord is with you. Psalm 139 says, "There is nowhere we can go to escape God's loving presence." Take another deep breath. God is closer than the air we breathe. Take these next few moments of silence to rest in the presence of the Lord. Now I invite you to join me in a time of prayer. As we seek to cultivate spaces for the kingdom of God to grow in this world, let us watch and listen for opportunities to serve those around us. Remember, God longs to partner with you, to bring about God's kingdom purposes in the world. Consider that truth for a moment. The Creator of the universe is inviting you to join the work of living the kingdom into every corner of human existence. How does that make you feel? Do you feel honored or grateful? Maybe you are anxious or you feel the weight of this invitation. Perhaps it's some other emotion or a mixture of emotions. Take a moment and offer a prayer based on your feelings. And now let's ground our prayer in this passage from Paul's letter to the Philippians. Listen to these words. Wade into them and begin to listen for the Lord's specific invitation to you today. Do nothing from selfish ambition or conceit, but in humility regard others as better than yourselves. Let each of you look not to your own interests, but to the interests of others. Let the same mind be in you that was in Christ Jesus, who, though he was in the form of God, did not regard equality with God something to be exploited. But he emptied himself, taking the form of a slave, being born in human likeness. And being found in human form, he humbled himself and became obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross. Therefore, God also highly exalted him and gave him the name that is above every name, so that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bend in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Now I invite you to continue listening to God. Who in your life might God be moving you to serve? Be open to whomever comes to mind. It may be someone obvious, or maybe you will be surprised by who God is calling you to serve today. Take a moment now and notice who God is bringing to mind. Is it someone in your home or a neighbor? Maybe it's a family member outside your home. Is God bringing to mind a specific friend? Or perhaps God is inviting you to serve someone you find difficult or would consider an enemy. Who is God moving you to serve today? Would you now consider how God might be inviting you to serve this person? Is there some way you might show God's love to her or him? Maybe God is helping you notice a need that you can meet. Can you honor his or her dignity as a beloved image bearer? How is God inviting you to serve this person today? Invite you to get specific and make a plan for your act of service. How will you serve the person God brought to mind? When will you do it? Remember, the spiritual practice of service is not about us. How will you be sure the focus of your serving remains on the other person? You might even consider how you could serve them in secret. When you have determined how you will serve, would you offer a prayer, inviting God's kingdom to come, God's will to be done as you serve? Lord, we turn our acts of service over to you, trusting that you will do the work of growing your kingdom. Lord, receive these seeds that we plant as an offering to you. And may your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Amen.